And that leads us to two final considerations. And one is what the Crusades meant in the definition of Europeans and of Christians. In one way, it can be looked as extremely depressing. Not only the outrages and the religious fanaticism that went along with it, and I said, you know, no one had a monopoly on it, but, you know, the pogroms and the Rhine and the sack of Jerusalem and some of the rather quaint exchanges to the Mongols where these envoys from Louis IX and from the Pope really have this sense that, well, you know, he's going to become Christian. You know, he couldn't possibly not become Christian. That is seen best in the Albigensian Crusade, where crusading warfare is turned against the enemies of Christians from within, that is, heretics. And in my opinion, those heretics really didn't exist. There really wasn't a widespread Cathar anti-church. They were largely an imaginary enemy. It's seen in the political crusades that are preached against, for instance, Frederick II. And that was a very cynical use of crusades to take out the Hohenstaufens. These lead, in the opinions of many scholars, to the emergence of a new type of persecuting society, which characterizes early modern Europe. And which feeds into the wars of religion in the 15th and 16th century that were so destructive to Europe. Although in the long term, that leads to other important redefinitions of Western Europeans. The very fact that the Europeans, the Westerners, lost Jerusalem and that the Muslims won meant that the Europeans had to come to terms with the fact that what they had thought of in 1095 was the center of the world, Jerusalem, was no longer theirs. That the heart of their faith, which was already, it was still important in the 13th century. The whole point of that children's crusade was to get it back in this millenarian vision, that the heart, the place of the faith was not in their hands. And in an ironic way to me, the Christians are forced into this position of trying to understand their faith without place. The sort of, you know, vague parallel, if it's relevant or not, change that the Hebrews had to come to terms with when they lost Jerusalem and suffered the Babylonian captivity. That forced a redefinition of faith in terms of belief, in terms of thought, as opposed to place and ritual. Now, that's not an immediate change, but it's evident in Christian thought thereafter, and Christians have to come to terms with this, and it will lead in different directions. One way is to create a new Jerusalem. You get new types of apocalyptic and millenarian movements. Another is to move into the direction, ultimately, after the wars of religion that triumphs, and that is faith is a matter of personal conscience, which becomes a characteristic of Europe from the 17th century on. And finally, one can look in a little more positive light in all this, whatever the religious fanaticism, whatever the fighting, whatever the lack of understanding on all sides, particularly of Western Europeans on Islam, it did open a wider world to the Europeans. When we started this set of lectures in 1095, 1096, the Europeans knew very little beyond the world, except some of the Italians trading in the Mediterranean. By the time the Crusades are over, a whole new world has been opened up to them. Part of it is the Mongol conquest and those efforts to get the missions. But even that is linked to the crusading effort. The only reason the Christians went out there to contact the Great Khan was get an alliance to get back Jerusalem. At least that was initially what they wanted. And what comes out of the Crusades is a sense of the position of where Western Christendom is, the need to go out and trade and contact these worlds. And in a very, very important way, what happens is that crusading has an influence of leading into eventually a new version of European expansion that is seen in the 15th and 16th century. Again, it's made possible by a whole number of changes beyond this course, but into the Age of Discovery. And those descendants of the Crusaders who launched out in a new wave of European colonization and exploration came in a very different form and had a very different success. But in that sense, they owed something to their Christian ancestors who had gone on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, had fought their way to the Holy City. They, too, went out in an age of discovery, of conquest, and in their case, these later descendants of Western Europe were to have a far profounder impact.
We genuinely hope that you've enjoyed these lectures from our Great Courses series. Our courses are now available to order online. Visit our website at www.teachone2.com. Or call our customer care representatives at 1-800-TEACH-12. That's 1-800-TEACH-12. Thank you very much.